In this section, we'll take a quick look at product lifecycle engineering. It's one of those tools that we certainly fit within if we're working with a product development process. But lifecycle encompasses also operations and maintenance and service support for a program all the way out to retirement. So wherever you are within this lifecycle, there's various aspects and roles that we play as reliability professionals. The lifecycle engineering is commonly associated with very complex products. But I found that even the simplest products, very simple medical devices or consumer products, also go through a product lifecycle. They go through the stages and through stage gate reviews or design reviews that, and with increasing amounts of investment into each stage. So the idea is that there's a basic process that's out there, and we as reliability engineers have a role to play in each of the stages or each of the elements of the life cycle. So the blueprints I mentioned in a previous lessons, they outline the elements of a life cycle or the stages as going from what is a common set of terms. Now, as I believe I've mentioned it once or twice before in this course, is that it's funny how every organization wants to name these phases something different. And they may add phases or they may reduce the number of phases and combine steps. For example, the design and development, that may be one single block of activity, or it may be the paper design and then the prototype development as two separate phases. Or they may go into early production and full production in different steps and stairs there. So there's a lot of different ways to do this, but it's the basic concept is that we need to be aware of. Most organizations go through from the idea or generating ideas or building a concept and proof of concept and those kinds of activities, and then start the design work, putting together the concept into more detailed drawings and requirements such that it could actually be developed, and so on through this process. Now back to the different names. I've heard these phases called phase one, phase two, phase three, and so on. Not very creative. Others have used different minerals or metals. I had one that was the bronze stage, the iron stage, the bronze stage, the silver stage, gold stage, and so on. I think they went up to a platinum stage. And it was reflecting the expense that goes into going into that particular stage, also the amount of risk they were taking. Your organization may have yet another set of terms. So if you have any interesting ones, put them in the comments. Let's compare notes and how creative our organizations have gotten over the years of naming these stages of the life cycle. Now, the reliability aspect of this is that we have a role to play in every stage, in every element of the life cycle. Early on concept and planning, it may involve helping to establish what is the reliability objectives and measures and early apportionments. Plus, we may look at where the initial risks are and what kind of long-term testing or evaluations or other long lead time work needs to be done. During the design and development phase, things like design for reliability and prototype testing are obvious elements that we get involved in. During production and manufacturing, working with our supply chain, it's looking for those risks that the variability of our components or manufacturing process impact the reliability of our product and working to minimize those. During the operation of equipment and its service and maintenance over time while it's in the customer's hands may involve looking at spares or making continuous improvement to improve the reliability performance of a product. We also may be looking at where the warranty expenses are, or is our service centers working efficiently to effectively make repairs that don't come back again, those kinds of things. In wear out and disposal, we don't have as big a role, but one part of this is to make sure that that set of stages is safe and that it's executed well, but also that the reliability of the disposal process is adequate for the task. Is it consistent enough and does it do its job? So it may be a slightly different goal than we've had in mind, but we also may get involved, I should almost forgot to mention, is that when should we take it into the wear out or overhaul or disposal type stage? What are the triggers that indicates we're at that stage? And how do we get that communicated to our industries? So there's a lot of different tools, but some that are consist or work in various stages, just as some examples, is this concept of reliability growth modeling. And we'll talk more about reliability growth in a later lesson. But the idea is that as we do plan, build test fix, as we continue to evolve our prototypes and early mock-ups and concepts, we learn things and we make improvements. And so one idea is that you continuously do that and track your growth towards achieving your reliability objectives. And so we'll talk more about that particular tool later, but it's one of the tools that spans across different stages of the life cycle. Now, there's also the whole idea of project management and everything from Gantt charts and PERT charts, but all of the different tools and techniques that go into building a even a simple product in today's markets, but plans and schedules and resource allocation and constraints and critical paths and all of those kinds of things fit into managing the progression through the life cycle. Now, a couple of tools that, or one tool that will comes out is called software containment, and it's from the software world, and it's one of those things of, well, how effective are we at each stage of the life cycle for software development at catching bugs, for example, and removing defects from the system? Are we catching enough of them, and how effective are they versus the investment we're putting into the process? And there's some little bit of math that goes into that, and we'll work out an example in a separate lesson. And then the bottom line really does come to play in most programs is, are we cost effective? Are we minimizing the risk of moving forward with programs that are likely to be shipped and be profitable? Are we checking all of the right criteria to make sure that it's going to be a viable product that's going to be good for the customer and for us? Reliability is just one aspect of that, and keeping that in balance of all of the elements that make up a successful product or system, is reliability is just one part of that. And so understanding all of those other elements and how it fits into the overall life cycle can help us be very effective at what we do. So as you look across your reliability programs and the projects and programs that you're working with, is where are they in the life cycle? And then what role do you play within that stage of the life cycle? But also, how do you get involved with the other stages? And how does your organization expect you to get involved? And are those consistent? In the next section, we'll take a look at the stage of, or the concept of, evaluating our designs.